Namaste, my name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak episode 30, Deep Meditation Given by the Lord. So normally when we are upset or emotionally overexcited or sad, we cannot meditate or we cannot find peace in the mind. And what we should do. So then the Buddhist thinker try to calm down with the mind that never will work out. Because there's only a one-way road from emotion to thoughts. This means our emotions are causing our thoughts. Mostly is it our fears. So 80% our fears driving our thoughts because our mind wants to protect us. So in this case, we have to calm down with sport, with exercises, with dancing, or with drumming, or with tapping, or we release our negative emotions, and then we find definitive calmness in the mind. So this will work. And okay, now I want to tell the stories. When I was visiting the sister of my girlfriend, and I went there and she was living actually on a garbage place. It was so dirty, garbage everywhere. It was close to the Jewish market in outside of Bangkok. And then they put on the TV, and I hate TV, and okay, I went straight in deep meditation. Finish. So, yes, just so. Then I was working many times on a spiritual place as a cook. So even I'm a raw course eater, I can cook. And they like me when I cook. Okay. So my condition was that I want to meditate sunset and in the morning, sun rising. And that was 100% sure. So then a new group were coming and our female boss was creating chaos like crazy. And what should I do? It was sunset. I had to meditate. Then she was abusing me and so on. I've done so much there and so on. Didn't care. I went straight in deep meditation. And then she done again and again. When she abusing me, I went deep in meditation. Finished. So she actually helped me. And then there's another story. I went to our ashram from Amsterdam, I think so, and there was a flight to Madras or Chennai. And it was middle in the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then a nice, beautiful girl were coming to me and said, "Can we not share a taxi and looking for a hotel room?" I agreed because it's very dangerous for a girl. I was to this time a brahmachari and so on. Should not do such thing, but okay, I didn't care. And so we had found a hotel and she said, "Can we not share one room?" I said, "No, I want to go up in the morning and so I want to make my meditation." And she wanted afterwards to go to a yoga center and I go to the ashram, so we had common ground. And they met at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, the TV on. And I hate TV, no? But there was a guy or a singer singing so beautiful, a raga, and I went directly in deep meditation. So, and then she sorted out all the things at my and left, went to the other room. And later I saw her also in our ashram. So it's obviously that under these conditions, I never could meditate. So then you understand why it is necessary to connect to the Lord. Then meditation is easy. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.